So as we can see, the instructions from God were very specific. Aaron then needed to cast lots to see which one of the goats would be the sin offering and which one would be sent into the wilderness, the scapegoat. Now, the scapegoat symbolized the removal of sins. The high priest would take both his hands, place it on the goat, and then confess the sins of the people. And symbolically, this then would mean that the sins of the people are transferred to the goat. Verse 10 says, "But the goat chosen by lot as the scapegoat shall be presented alive before the Lord, to be used for making atonement by sending it into the wilderness as a scapegoat." Now, when this scapegoat was sent into the wilderness, the people were purified and made right with God, but only for a limited time until the following year. Hebrews 10, verse 1 to 6. The old system under the law of Moses was only a shadow, a dim preview of the good things to come, not the good things themselves. The sacrifices under that system were repeated again and again, year after year, but they were never able to provide perfect cleansing for those who came to worship. If they could have provided perfect cleansing, the sacrifices would have stopped, for the worshippers would have been purified once for all time, and their feelings of guilt would have disappeared. But instead, those sacrifices actually reminded them of their sins year after year. For it's not possible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. That is why when Christ came into the world, he said to God, "You did not want animal sacrifices or sin offerings, but you have given me a body to offer. You were not pleased with burnt offerings or other offerings for sin." And then verse 18 says, "And when sins have been forgiven, there is no need to offer any more sacrifices." The Day of Atonement was a temporary system of sacrifice performed each year. And in Hebrews 9, verse 9, we read that these sacrifices were not able to clean the consciences of people. Now imagine being reminded of your sins year after year. But thank the Lord for Jesus, who became our scapegoat. All of our sins have been placed on him. And his sacrifice was a perfect sacrifice for the forgiveness of our sins for once and all. The blood of Jesus that was shed has covered all our sins. And the death of Jesus replaced the sacrificial system, and a new covenant has been established. All our sins are forgiven. All our guilt have been removed by placing our faith and trust in the finished work of Jesus on the cross. Our sins are removed, and God never remembers our sins again. Psalms 103 verse 12 says, "He has removed our sins as far from us as the east is from the west." And Hebrews 8 verse 12, "And I will forgive their wickedness, and I will never again remember their sins." But now, what about future sins? Great question. It's a good question that you've asked. The forgiveness for our sins doesn't mean that we now have the license to carry on as we have done before. Jesus has given us his Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is the one that convicts us of our sins. And the Word of God says in 1 John 1 verse 9 that God is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins if we confess our sins. The thing is, we don't need to feel guilty again, as people would have felt under the old covenant. But we need to repent of our sins. We need to turn away from our sins. And in doing so, believe God's promise that we are forgiven. Now, on the 3rd of September 2011, I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I went to a ladies' camp, and I just felt so much joy to know that God had forgiven me of all my sins, but the enemy wanted me to believe otherwise. He would at random times just remind me of all the bad things that I've done in my life, and that God could never forgive me because of those things that I have done. And also that I wasn't good enough, I wasn't worthy, that I wasn't able to share the word of God because Christians would judge me, because Christians are perfect and I'm not perfect. But we know that is a lie, and he is the father of lies. But praise God for someone who took me under their wing, who discipled me and taught me the importance of renewing my mind with the Word of God, because it's the truth that sets us free. And as I got my truth verses, I was not only to declare it when the accusations came, but also to believe it, what God said about it, that I am forgiven. And one of my favorite scriptures is 2 Corinthians 5:17, but I want to read till verse 21 and leave that with you tonight. So 2 Corinthians 5:17 to 21 says, this means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, a new life has begun. And all of this is a gift from God, who brought us back to himself through Christ. And God has given us this task of reconciling people to him. For God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, no longer counting people's sins against them. And he gave us this wonderful message of reconciliation. So we are Christ's ambassadors. God is making his appeal through us. We speak for Christ when we plead, come back to God. For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sin, so that we could be made right with God through Christ. And Father God, I pray now in the mighty name of Jesus for those people that are struggling with the things that they've done in the past, like me, that they think you could never forgive them for what they've done. We know all of us have sinned. And there's no big sin or small sin unless the biggest sin that you'll never forgive us is when we blaspheme against the Holy Spirit. But all other sins, when we confess our sins, you're faithful and just to forgive us. But I also pray for those people that can't forgive themselves, that in Jesus' name, you will work in their hearts right now. Thank you that you are here. And for those who need to repent of falling back into the same thing over and over again, I pray right now, Holy Spirit, that you will convict them, that they will know that there's no condemnation, guilt, or shame for those who are in Christ Jesus, and that they will turn from their ways and follow you wholeheartedly. We pray this in your mighty name, Jesus, and your name alone. Amen.